If you light a Hanukkah candle, then it goes out, you have to relight it. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins hadlaka usa mitzvah. We pass in the Gemara that the hadlaka does the mitzvah. For example, let's say I light a menorah, that you're not allowed a menorah that's 20 amos high, right? We spoke about that. Let's say I light it 20 amos high, and then, but then I lower it. You're not yotze. Why? Because hadlaka, where you light it, the lighting does the mitzvah. So if I lit the candle, even though it went out, if there was enough oil there and there wasn't a crazy wind, I put it in a place where it should have stayed for 30 minutes, even though it goes out, hablaka osa mitzvah, the constitutes kafta, if it goes out, eino zakakla, you don't have to worry about it. As long as when you lit it, it was going to stay for 30 minutes and you lit it at the place where it's supposed to be lit, hablaka osa mitzvah. The hablaka does a mitzvah, not hanacha osa mitzvah. Okay. Now watch this. You ready? The Trumas Hadeshan said the following. Anyone know who the Trumas Hadeshan was? He was a Yisrael Isserlin. He lived in the 1300s. And he wrote a sefer called Trumas Hadeshan, which is a kind of a she'elot v'teshuvot. But it was a she'elot v'teshuvot that he wrote himself. He would write his own questions and then give answers to. That's another way to write a she'elot. Sometimes people ask you questions and you answer. But this time he wrote his own questions and gave answers to it.
Nobody wrote to him, so that he had to
write, exactly.
He had to write to himself.
Basically, yeah. He wanted to publish work, and nobody wrote him there, so he wrote his own questions. So he asked the following. So let's say I light my Chanukah candles. I should have spoken this before, but on Erev Shabbos. Okay, when do you light Chanukah candles on Erev Shabbat? Before Zman Chanukah, right? Because you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So you have to light before Shabbos starts. So what happens if I light it before Shabbos starts, at the time that I'm supposed to, and then it goes out? And it's right before Shabbos still. There, do I say that I have to relight it? Or do I say that since in a regular night where I light it at night, I don't have to relight it? Because Adlak Osa Mitzvah, what about an Erev Shabbat? What do you think, Shaul?
Same.
Same?
Yeah.
Why? It's not Zman Mitzvah yet.
Yeah, but you do your bit. I mean, it's a tough one. I don't know.
It's a tough one, okay. But you're saying good. You're saying good. What about you, Ra? What do you think?
I feel like Shaul.
Okay, you see, Yotze. Okay, you guys are very good.
I changed my answer. Yeah.
Okay, so you... But you're touching on a good point.
I'm joking.
I don't know. Don't worry. It's good. The answer is, says the Trumas Hadeshan, is it's really based on whether or not when you lit it, it was Zman Mitzvah or not. So says the Trumas Hadeshan, even though it's before Shabbos and it's not really Zman Mitzvah yet, since that's... I have to light it earlier... Right, he says the following chidush. He says, "Hechsher mitzvah." Hechsher mitzvah means something I need to do in order so that I'm mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, since I need to light it before Shabbat starts, then that becomes hatcholas hamitzvah. It's keilu that was the beginning of the zman mitzvah. So he says, therefore, when I light it before Shabbat starts, since I had to do that, that's naseh kehatcholas hamitzvah. It becomes like the beginning of the mitzvah, and even if it goes out before Shabbat starts, I don't have to relight it. Kafta inu zakuk. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down also. He says, "Va'afilu kafta be'erev Shabbos kodim kabbalat Shabbat sha'adayin hu mibod yom." It's still considered morning. Inu zakuk. You don't have to light it. And they explain because since I had to light it then, it's considered katchalas hamitzvah. Now, those that argue, but yeah, those that argue, but that's the halacha. Pashup shah. You don't have to relight it. The Rama says that if you want to, you could relight it. But
You don't have to relight it. But you can be.
You can.
Okay.
You can. But you don't make a bracha.
Okay.
Right. If you want, you could light. If it's nice, have the Chanukah candles lit and with your family, it's nice to have the Chanukah candles. You for sure relight.
If you relight it, you don't say a bracha in any case. You already said the bracha.
Right. But let's say the following case. Let's say I lit the Chanukah candles. I only had enough oil for it to last for 3 minutes. When I put enough oil and relight it, I do make a bracha because the first one didn't count. My bracha was a bracha, quote unquote, levatala, because I lit it. And I wasn't Yotze, because I didn't do it in the way that it was supposed to be lit.
You didn't have 30 minutes worth of oil for it to burn.
Exactly, or I lit it in 20 amos higher, etc. Does that make sense, Alan? So I want to share with you a Musser Haskel. You ready for this? A big Yisod you learn from here. What?
If you only have 3 minutes worth of oil, why would you light it?
You made a mistake. You didn't realize. Yeah.
I never used the oil.
So this is Musser Haskel. You ready for this? What do you see from this Yisod? That Hechsher Mitzvah, something that's going to lead to a mitzvah, even though it's not the mitzvah, if you have to do it, it could be. It's part of the mitzvah. So watch this. You ready? Every single day, I'm trying to. Anyway, it's night. People say this. It's like a song. I said a lot of times during the day we're not doing mitzvahs per se, right? We're eating, showering, what are all these things? There's no pasuk I could say I need to shower. It's common sense. So you say, but since I have to do all these things in order for me to continue with my day, you know, to continue with my avodat Hashem, so everything you need to do that you have to do that's appropriate for your living is considered, according to Shumash Hadashin, part of the mitzvah itself. Right? If I have to do it, then it's considered part of the mitzvah. So you could be doing regular mundane things your whole day, eating, drinking, showering, driving, whatever. If I have to do those things in order to live a normal functional life, a normal functional Jewish avodat Hashem type of life, that's considered one big mitzvah. That's what you see from the Sod. Yashar Koach, have a great Hanukkah.
What is it? It's a hashtag.